The hit movie Bob Marley, One Love, is now streaming on Paramount Plus. Celebrate the life and music of an icon who inspired generations through his message of love, peace, and unity. If you missed Bob Marley, One Love in the theaters, now's your chance to watch at home. Stream the hit movie now on Paramount Plus, rated PG-13. Head to ParamountPlus.com/OneLove to try it free now.
Black Tech Green Money isn't just about telling the stories of successful Black entrepreneurs. It's also about giving actionable and wealth-building strategies that help you protect the future of our communities. That's why we're pleased to be supported by State Farm Insurance. State Farm also believes that we must invest in our communities to achieve economic growth by sponsoring programs like the AXO, which rewards high school students for their academic achievements. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
What's good, everybody? It is our favorite time of the year here at the Black Effect. We're heading down to Atlanta for the 2024 Black Effect Podcast Festival. And we're not going alone. Nissan is back as our partner, and they're continuing their Pitch Your Podcast Lounge at the festival, where you'll have the opportunity to pitch your podcast idea live and share it with the Black Effect team. So get those podcast ideas ready. And remember, you can count on Nissan to dial up the thrill in your adventures, no matter where life takes you. Visit blackeffect.com/podcast. Festival for more details.
Hey, what's up? It's your man Carlos Miller of the 85 South Show, and I appreciate you checking out my guests, Afion Crockett, Brandon Lewis, and Mona Love. Check out part two of this interview with my special guest. That's right, part two.
I like me a little.
We've been thinking about how to be the white man. Bro,
it's not even the white man.
Who is it?
You don't even understand, bro. America, if you fucking do the same shit these white people doing, you'll be straight.
And what is that?
Anytime you see a bunch of white people doing some shit, do that.
TikTok.
Whatever it is, nigga, do it.
Lacrosse.
We not being American enough. That's why we not enjoying this shit.
White people don't wear their masks. They don't wear masks.
You don't then. You know what I mean? I'm going to be like, that's right, brother. That's right.
Take that goddamn mask off.
Just don't understand how this shit work.
Go to Starbucks, man. I think we should start calling the police on them more, though.
Man. Like,
when they walk by, lock the door.
You gotta lock the door.
They grouping up in the park, call the police. It's a bunch of people in this park, and they're passing around a ball. Might be stuff with cocaine.
But they don't comprehend that. White people don't comprehend that.
I'm not talking about that. You're a black person. You will never be able to call the police, so don't ever do that.
Nope.
I'm just saying.
They're not gonna do shit to the white people anyway.
You just have to take advantage of what white people call freedoms. Like, you have to be, go get you a registered gun license.
Mm. If you
join
can.
Join the NRA. Buy you a truck. Put you a big-ass American flag out in front of your house, man.
Why don't we get a Confederate
fuck
one, too?
Yeah. That's the only way you gonna get any peace in this bitch. You got to be American, bro. We ain't been American enough.
You like
we gotta get, when white people get mad about some shit, we gotta show up mad too. Man. You right! Taxes high than a motherfucker, and we need these credits. It's the only
flag
way.
Flag is weird. It's a loser flag.
You fucking
lost,
right.
Who would flag the loser flag? It doesn't make any sense.
It don't matter.
They lost.
Do what the, if you wanna be, if you ain't leaving, just do what the fuck they doing. I'm not saying it's gonna make your life better, it's just gonna buy you some time.
I'ma just stay a nigga.
Stay
me too. And they say I look white. They know I'm not white. They follow me around the store.
They're going to be over that white shit in 1 minute. That could be across, maybe from across the street. They're like, is she white? Oh, she's clearly not.
Yes.
It ain't even white people who got this shit fucked up.
So open my
soon as you open your mouth.
Sometimes I don't even open my mouth. My earrings are big.
It's over. We just got to start taking advantage of this shit.
Well, no, they follow you because they like, is she white?
And stop acting as people already mixed. That's rude.
Why?
You know that? Because it is my fucking business. Say hello before you say, you white?
They touch you?
Yes, because you can see the fingerprint. They do that. People do that to me. Hence the name, don't call me white girl. I'm 100% black. I like
100?
It. 100? 100. I have as much white in me as you have in you.
No, I don't have no white in me.
Well, you got some white in you. It's impossible.
I ain't got no white
how?
In me.
You remember
you
Forrest
really
Gump when he was showing you all his ancestors that died in the war, and it was the same motherfucker over and over again? That's what my family looked like. A bunch of niggas my height, bald head, and a granddaddy looked just like me.
So first there's black, not a drop of white in you.
First
you know
black
for
man
fact.
To own a horse in North Mississippi. My great-great-great-granddaddy stole
gotta,
it from a white
look
man.
Up your ancestry.
Got all kind of black history in my family. You ever heard of a Jerry Curl?
Yeah.
You don't know Jerry last name?
What?
Miller.
That's hard.
I'm a staple in black history, bro. My great,
Jerry Miller.
My great, 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 great granddaddy was the first black man to put some house speakers in a car.
These random Negro facts.
Yeah, random Negro facts. Hell yeah.
And your family marched with Dr. King too, right?
Hell yeah. Right there with him.
He's solid.
He's in the back though.
My grandmother was squirted with a fire hydrant on Turner Street.
For real? Mm-hmm.
With a hydrant?
Yeah, they told their little asses to move and they sprayed them with a fire hydrant and they flew. Mm.
Damn. My great uncle sold some weed to a couple of civil rights leaders.
That's cool.
He wouldn't tell me exactly which ones. He just know. He said when they used to come to town that they used to hit him up and he'd bring them the business.
So he was the nigga that
they used to hit him up.
He did.
Was the plug.
This in the civil rights movement arena.
Yeah. Right.
They knew who to call.
My granddaddy told me he was selling weed since the 50s.
Wow. Mm.
They called it hash back then.
Reefer.
Reefer, yeah. It came rolled up. You get a couple blunts for $5 in a paper bag.
Joints, he said joints was a dollar then.
Damn. Take me back.
Probably with some bullshit.
Y'all remember Arizona? People act like they don't remember that. Around 2004, 2003, we smoked Arizona. It was only haze, and it was Arizona.
That was y'all. We had.
I never smoked shit.
He never smoked.
Smoke
he be dancing.
That's what's up. So no smoking at all. Mm. You drink
niggas, they just be dancing.
Nah.
He gonna live forever. That man dance, do karate, one finger push up. He the one who got everybody on their flat earth theory.
So you drink green shit, wake up in the morning, do crunches.
Nah. I do drink green shit though.
Okay.
He be doing that shit where you have to get on your elbows.
But I
do that very well. Do it again.
Mona, what the fuck is wrong with you? I'm not giving you none of this dick, okay? Don't try to hate handsome your way. You done already talked yourself out of this, Mona. You got random niggas cash apping you and
that's
shit.
That's true.
You not ready for me.
This nigga don't use microwaves.
He don't?
He's smart, because this shit's not good for you.
He used that iPhone, though. All the radiation is right there. Might as well warm your food up while you getting this shit.
Right. This nigga don't use the microwave, bro.
He don't trust the government. And I don't blame him.
I fucking love
him. You know how much patience you gotta have to not use the microwave?
My grandmother.
It ain't that goddamn long, nigga.
That's
air fryer.
Toast oven.
You got an air fryer?
Not yet.
Do you not use a microwave because of the radioactive shit?
Yeah. Why am I gonna swallow radiation?
Exactly.
Sure, we got phones. Yeah, that's fucking us up too. But it's on the outside.
Right.
And you just gonna welcome. When you go to get an x-ray, they put that big ass lid
right,
on your motherfucking ass.
You. And if you're pregnant, you can't get it.
That's what I'm saying. So you gonna eat the fucking radiation?
Not only do I eat it, I set it
with some pasta sauce,
it.
Nigga? It's mixed into the pasta sauce. Are you drinking and eating fucking...
I'm watching it too, because I wait.
That
like
shit
I watch
good,
it bubble.
Bro.
That's how I know when to take it out when it bubbles.
That shit be too hot. That's how you know this shit killing you. Like, microwave gets shit.
You never been to jail.
Mm-mm. No, I ain't never been to jail.
This is a good dude.
This different for me. You know what I mean?
No, he ain't never even been
you
in
made
there.
The grilled cheese with the iron?
I made a fucking deep dish pizza in a
how
microwave.
How long was you in there, Mom?
I did a year.
Damn.
Twice.
You did a year twice?
I probably came and spoke to you in one of them prisons.
I was on 6 and 6 in Market.
I used to come down there with Charlie Mack, and we was always in the juvenile prisons talking about.
No, she was in the big girl prison.
I'm a grown-ass woman, though.
You look young as fuck. Take the compliment, nigga.
How you make that deep dish pizza in there?
Right.
Listen, so you take tortillas, right? Because that's they sell you tortillas. And then if you get little spicy beef sausages. And then you take ketchup and you mix that with salsa and a little sugar. That's your marinara. So you do your first layer with your meat and the cheese that you stole from the kitchen. Cheddar. Then you do another layer. You might do some fried onions, you know, put some veggies
where
in it.
Where the fuck you get all these ingredients from? You in prison.
I stole them out the kitchen because I worked there.
So you smuggling everything.
I put adobo by the cat and rolled that bitch up on the elevator.
Okay.
And it was a good time, you know what I'm saying?
I hear you. Mm. I'm not interested, but I hear
so you. Had
I've never, ever, ever, ever in my life been around so many fucking women. And it was pretty terrible. But you know in jail a lot, people do, to pass time, they fuck. especially in girl jail, especially the married women. Like, if your wife's in prison, she writes you long letters, she's fucking some big woman named Bruce. Because the women have beards there, you know what I mean? Y'all look shocked.
Yeah. Bro, when the last time you heard a female prison story?
That's my first one.
Like 2 seconds ago.
That bitches was, go to jail?
That's the first and the last.
People say, you too crazy. Mister, people say you too pretty to go to jail.
Were you laughing or you low key trying to suck my dick just now?
I was definitely laughing.
You lean all the way up.
I ain't that big of a fan. Yeah. I like
it's a
talent.
Lot of pretty women in jail.
It's a lot of gorgeous.
I was
women
in the right
in
position too. I was like,
yeah. Bro, this shit wow.
Yeah.
Every time we try to have a nice civil conversation,
I've seen women get fisted in jail. No cap, it's jail. What the fuck? What else you gonna do? You fuck, you eat, you fuck, you eat. Do a couple crunches. You know what I mean?
Just passing time.
With bitches a fist. Go to jail. Let's move on.
With a fist in.
She said, let's move
None
on.
None of y'all know nobody been in jail.
So it's women in jail.
No. I was in the same jail as Little Kim.
Making deep dish pieces with stolen ingredients.
Also, handmade dildos made out of pins, pads, and rubber gloves.
What?
You take pens and pencils as the base. You wrap them around with sanitary napkins so it could be soft. Then you take a rubber glove, put it on top, another one on the bottom, and you have you a dildo, sir. If you want to get fancy, you can make you a strap on. How is she going to fuck your wife? People be married in jail, especially the women that have men. Like the men that come see her every weekend and shit, she got a hickey, she says she broke out. No, her fucking husband upstairs is giving her that shit. Big Bruce. My first celly was like 350 pounds. She was from D.C. And she was a man. She had both lockers filled. And she said, you can't get a locker, but you're welcome to get whatever. And I need you to hold me down sometimes. So I would sit in front of the door while she fucked people loudly.
She got a name. Yeah. Big Bruce is the motherfucking
from D.C.
Name.
Shout out to you. You watching this.
She ain't try to fuck you?
No, she didn't. In jail, it's always like a family thing, girl jail. So she was my dad. And my dad did a lot of time in jail, so I remember calling him, and I'll be on the phone with him, and I'm like, Dad, something. He's like, no, don't call them bitches dad. It was too late. She was already my dad.
So you called your celly dad?
That was my dad, nigga. We had two lockers. She ordered everything for the room. And we just shared.
No, so how long you was lockers, in there?
A year.
And you ain't get fucked by nobody?
No, I never dated a woman yet. I'm on my way. And it's close, Avion. Okay.
That's not my name, but I mean, I hear
she called that nigga like, Aaron.
No, I did not.
Oh.
I said Avion. Your name's not Avion?
No.
What is it?
Afion.
Oh, it's Afion.
Yeah.
She from Philly,
so I use the F instead of a V.
Yeah, and there's never a V in that motherfucker.
Afion. Mm-hmm. I mean, I'm close. I know your name. I know you, Avion.
Yeah, I got you. Yeah. All but right. You put a V in that motherfucker, and that's not my name.
Afion. I got it.
It's like calling this nigga Darlos Miller.
No way.
I don't go by that no more. I used to go by Darlos.
It's different.
Damn.
It's a different letter. It's all good.
That nigga used to go by Darlos.
I just can't believe these women is in there. That's not bad. Women want some dick. They in there making ink pen dicks, man. And they say we'll fuck anything.
For sure, ink pen dicks.
Nigga, the ink pen dicks with the same.
So there's a lot of sex. It's a lot of sex in God jail too, but y'all not gonna believe that.
Nah, I seen.
Yeah, that's why we doing our best to stay out that motherfucker.
Me too.
That's enough to make a nigga be like, what's
the law?
I was
in jail 10 plus years ago. That's a long time ago. I was
nigga,
a kid.
Shit.
I ain't trying to break none of that.
No.
People make mistakes.
I'm okay on the outside. I like life.
Me too.
Here.
I haven't been in a while.
So was y'all penalized for like when they come and raid y'all shit and they see these dildos?
Yeah. Anything, everything's contraband. If you have a state issue shirt and you fucking put a little roll in it, it's contraband. You know what I mean? Adobo, salt and pepper is contraband. All that's contraband. Happiness is contraband. Like jail is terrible. The way they treat people in jail is terrible, too. We have more people in jail here in the United States than anywhere else in the continent. That's why we should treat
them. We got more people fucking up.
Yeah, but that doesn't mean that they just get treated like shit. You deserve your rights, your religious rights. You deserve
But they making money off everybody here in jail.
Exactly. Huge money just to feed them and don't feed them. You don't get an apple.
Privatized prison.
It's been times a whole month. Exactly. It's been times a whole month ago. I don't have any fruit and vegetables. That's wrong.
Y'all making pieces.
Deep dish with tortillas.
We need to pay more attention to the niggas behind the wall, how they being treated. I think
I'm just saying, can you plug us with some of the bad bitches that's in prison so we can start sending them some on the world? You know what I'm saying? I don't feel like.
Just the sad part is some of them are still in jail because I was in jail. I know, for
and I
want
to try to build some relationships with them before they get out here.
I got you. I got a couple names.
Good. I'm talking about the beautiful ones that you were talking about, not the ones that was getting fisted and Bruce now.
You don't want Bruce information?
No. No.
Bruce and him get the same lineup from the barber.
Yeah, give right me the here, Bruce. Nigga. Give me the Bruce.
Yeah, the Bruce.
Bring my shit up a little bit like Bruce shit was.
Shout out to Bruce
and
DC.
Oh. Damn, Mona, you just had a rough life.
I've been through some shit.
Well, we're glad you're out here with us this summer.
Me too.
Man.
Last summer, too. You saying like I'm fresh home.
I'm just saying. I've been in trouble for 10 years. What was the first thing you did when you got home?
Got fucked.
So fuck eating
happily.
I didn't eat shit. I got fucked.
Freaking man!
I skipped to it.
Like, you imagine you got some fresh out of jail pills on the way?
Yeah, we're not even getting to the crib. Park.
I ain't done. That's some shit I ain't
never
had.
I've never missed so much in my life. I didn't realize I liked it so much until I couldn't have it. No, nothing would have made me take CO dick because them niggas fucking too. Them COs are fucking.
What?
The COs fuck you. The correctional officers, the police, they'll fuck you. They give you extra milks and fuck you.
Extra milk?
Yeah.
That's some pimping.
Oh!
Damn.
Bitch, you want this vitamin D or not?
That's the shit you should have been telling me.
I mean, we're making jokes about it, but it's sad. Bitch. It's terrible. It's a terrible thing.
I'm going to give you 100% dick for this 2%. Bitch.
You in jail for 5 years. Bend over. Fuck this sloppy, fat-ass CO for some milks.
That nigga ain't never quitting his job.
Fuck no. That's why they got him. A lot of weak men like that get CO and cop jobs. Y'all know that. They're weirdos.
20 years.
There's a guy from high school that didn't talk to anybody. And people smack the shit out of the back of his head every day.
It'd be like that scene in State Trooper. When Jada needed the money for the brother college.
I'm in a bind, Nate.
I'm in a bind.
I'm in a bind,
Nate. Bitch, if you want this milk, you know what you got to do.
That was terrible.
You don't want one Galuga.
And that bastard didn't go to school. That was terrible. You don't know what I did to get this fucking money. Make you look at your mom different a little bit, don't you?
Be in that shower crying.
Mommy had to do some shit to get them bills paid.
Damn.
You know
what? Wonder why you had so many fucking uncles. Them ain't your uncles. Your mother got one brother. She was fucking them. She was fucking them in to get you on that school trip. You want a hoagie?
I ain't grow up like that.
I ain't grow up like that, dude. No. Oh, but you know who mama got at the worst in the movies? Forrest Gump, mama. She was getting her ass towed out.
I think it was
school
necessary.
Principal fucked.
Yeah, she had to do that.
She had to do that.
She got that nigga some legs. She fucked him some legs. That there is a legend. Last time you heard a bitch fucking for some legs. That nigga had polio. You know how bad polio was back then? She got that nigga legs back.
She was making him believe that he was.
Right.
It's part of the game.
Forrest Gump mama was a hoe.
Fucking matriarch.
She was a hoe.
She did what she had to do.
See how big that bitch house was? She ain't never worked.
Mm-mm.
I think she got it. Fuck it.
Yo, I'm hype. The Black Effect is live. This April 27th, the 2024 Black Effect Podcast Festival is headed down to Atlanta's very own Pullman Yards. Last year was incredible, and this year will be even more thrilling, especially with Nissan coming back along for the ride. Nissan is returning with some empowering activations to support Black excellence in the STEAM fields. Have a podcast idea you've been eager to share with the culture? Well, Nissan is back with the Pitch Your Podcast Lounge. You'll have the chance to record your podcast idea and share it with the Black Effect Podcast Network team. But that's not all. Nissan is taking the stage to spotlight some of the HBCU scholars from their own Thrill of Possibility Summit, Nissan's action-packed weekend of community building, mentorship, and professional development for HBCU scholars pursuing professions in STEAM. The Black Effect Podcast Festival is the event to be at. You will not want to miss this, because no matter where life takes you, Nissan will dial up the thrill in your adventures. Visit blackeffect.com/podcastfestival for more details. Seeing our communities grow and thrive is something we care deeply about here at Black Tech Green Money. State Farm Insurance also cares about the growth of Black communities. They're actively investing in programs and initiatives that help provide financial literacy, give early career advice, and grow Black-owned businesses, thus leading to generational wealth, which helps protect the future of our communities. We want to build a future that we all can be proud of. State Farm understands that representation alone doesn't equate to authenticity. It also requires active sponsorship of programs like the AXO, a year-long program that recognizes and rewards high school students for their academic and cultural achievements, along with funding programs like Project Ready, a National Urban League program committed to educational achievement of Black and brown youth that has awarded over $11 million in scholarship offers to date. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities and can have a long-lasting impact. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Got my Prevnar 20 shot. It's a pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine. For us wise folks, it helps protect.
I'm 19, strong.
And asthmatic, and at higher risk. Get vaccinated.
But
nothing when grandma speaks.
Grandson listens.
19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, or chronic heart disease, or 65 plus, you may be at higher risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Prevnar 20 can help protect you with just one dose.
Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar20.com.
Ask your doctor or pharmacist about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, even if you've already received another pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine.
She didn't know who his father was either.
She didn't.
Hey, it
That's
worked.
Why she named DeForest.
It worked.
Yes, it worked.
Forrest Gump went around the world, nigga. Twice.
Sure.
He ran one thing.
Own franchises and shit. Successful.
All American.
All off that mom's cat.
Had his mama not fucked that man, he wouldn't have been at that school.
Met the president.
Never would have made it to the University of Alabama.
Ping pong champ.
Come on, man. Saved 100 people in the war.
I was running.
That's a good-ass movie.
It's one of those ones that you don't mind watching it wherever you at in life.
For sure.
It's much.
Nigga, you could be sitting at the bar, toe up, nigga, like, nigga, they got Forrest Gump on there. Hell no, they my boy right here. Why Lieutenant Dan jump out that bed with no legs?
Lieutenant Dan. He smacked the prostitute.
What? With no legs. He slapped the shit out of that bitch.
He forgot.
Forrest Gump beat a motherfucker up like Takeoff when that nigga tried to grab Jenny.
Yeah.
All you saw was Ford coming through that bitch like this.
At the Black Panther meeting.
What?
Yeah.
Sorry I ruined your Black Panther party.
That's a good piece of cinema.
Do you know who known for big titties now that's black?
Oh, see, it ain't even me.
Look.
It's this nigga.
Look, bro. Sherry Shepherd.
This nigga went back to an hour and 15 minutes ago.
Nah, because I was trying to... Y'all didn't know. I couldn't think of one.
But there's still no black woman that has the label, though. No black woman has the label.
As a big titty, yeah.
Huh?
There's still no woman that's just known for big titties.
Yeah, Sherry Shepherd.
Nah.
I don't know.
We know that she has from big titties, but what I'm saying is there's no black woman that's known. When you say her name, oh, the titty girl, like Dolly Parton. Dolly Parton is synonymous with titties.
Whoopi Goldberg has some big titties, too.
He is bugging. Nobody even looks at her titty area. She's just not that type of woman.
I love her, man. I ain't never looked at Whoopi like that.
Whoopi don't give you that.
Bro, you just can't be out here looking at Whoopi
don't
Goldberg.
Don't discuss
like
her titties
that.
Like that.
Brian, you need help.
Don't
my
touch
boy.
Whoopi. That's where y'all draw the line.
You don't have no. You just whatever with it.
It's fucking
you
loose, Whoopi Goldberg. Damn.
Hey, if this your partner.
Who?
This guy? Silly.
I claim him, man. That's my nigga, but you know, he I don't just know randomly. Where his mind be going when he when
look,
the titty.
Right, look. If you had to, if you had to pick one, Whoopi Goldberg or Queen Latifah.
We still going. This is crazy. Y'all gonna disrespect
that's
Whoopi like that.
That's a fucked up choice. Which one though?
Don't even entertain.
That's not a
Whoopi
point.
Or
is that a certain point you have to stop?
Whoopi or Queen?
I'm
bro.
Rocking with the Queen on that one.
On which ones you would rather suck?
Whoopi Goldberg or Queen Latifah?
Queen beautiful.
Whoopi Goldberg don't
Queen
even
Latifah
have.
Whoopi Goldberg love this show, man.
Queen beautiful and Whoopi's legend.
If you can't not do it, man.
I'm not doing either one.
My favorite Whoopi movie is the movie with the white guy. She has the kid by him and she don't really know.
Ted Danson. Fuck Ted Danson.
Fuck him.
My favorite Whoopi Goldberg movie is Burglar.
Ghost.
Ghost or something.
Mine was Eddie, because I was an extra in that motherfucker.
Hey.
Really? That's lit. You did something with Whoopi, that's fucking lit.
I was a basketball courtside photographer. You can see me. I'm real blurry in one of the shots. It's beautiful.
Hustle. You thought that was going to be one of the ones?
Nah. But I was doing all the dumb extra shit, like trying to go eat with the main cast.
Hey, what was the job you thought was gonna be the one?
All of them, nigga.
No, you see?
Same thing, yeah. Not when I was doing the extra work, but yeah, when I first started booking shit, I thought Def Jam. I thought I was gonna be, oh, nigga, I'm on now, nigga. I'm the new Chris Tucker, nigga. Nope. You gotta work.
Gotta work.
You gotta put in work. You know what I'm saying? But I'm thankful for every job, though. Every job is a building block.
Is Netflix special, like, or that big special, is that the pinnacle for people, that big comedy special, the hour on?
I don't know. Nothing I don't know which one. I don't know how niggas pick their favorite. I told you which one gonna be my favorite. The biggest
check. The last one.
The biggest one.
But the money. Formula,
I definitely want the special.
The formula has changed, though. Back in the day, the formula was Def Jam, get on the
sitcom,
and then you out of there. And then you go to movies. Yeah. That's how it was. It was like Martin, he did Def Jam, then he did the movies, then he had his special. Or no, his specials then were kind of the same simultaneously, specials and movies and the other.
Right.
I don't think that show gets enough flowers. Like, that shit is still... Oh, that's one of the greatest.
Yeah,
that shit on
right.
It's
on right now. You see the hoodie? That's sure. Big homie sent this to me himself.
Oh, that's what's up.
Yeah.
He did.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. He sent me shit.
Like, that show, that moment in time, watching that shit.
He came to my stand-up special. He sat in the crowd. I was like, I don't give a fuck what none of y'all niggas say. Martin Lawrence is in my... is in the audience of my special.
That's crazy.
I don't give a fuck what y'all say about me. Big homie stamped it.
Yeah, that's crazy. For sure.
Martin Lawrence.
Well, J. Anthony Brown sent me some hot sauce.
That's valid.
You sent somebody too.
Yeah. Goddamn right.
I was on there with some niggas. I be around the legends and shit too.
You stamped. You
J. Anthony Brown is a legend though. He got a club in there. Like,
yeah,
I do the J spot.
I was doing the J spot when didn't nobody give a fuck.
Watch out now.
He wasn't even there.
J a legend.
Yeah.
Shout out to Jimmy Brown.
I did the J spot before they remodeled the bitch.
Mm.
The stage was on the other side.
Facts.
Jay watched the short time.
One night I was in that bitch, they got to fighting at somebody's birthday party, nigga, they tore that bitch up.
They remodeled that bitch more.
For real. They was throwing bottles around that bitch. It was a crazy ass night. I like the J spot.
I like it too.
One day I got high and I was just walking around. I fucked around and walked past the J spot. I was like, I done walked too far. I walked far as fuck. I don't know why. I was just walking. And that ain't even know where you need to be walking at.
At all, that's Inglewood.
Nah, not over there. But at least if you're on that side and you keep going west, it's a little better than if you go to the east. If you go on the other side of the 405.
Anything south of Wilshire is dangerous.
I feel like every street is dangerous.
Everywhere.
Yeah.
Right now.
I just feel like it's a lot of tension out there because ain't nowhere to park.
Especially in L.A.
Damn, that's a good theory.
Especially.
You know how frustrating it is to be a homeowner and you can't park in front of your house but once a week?
That's crazy.
Right.
That's crazy.
You got to put your shit on the other side of the street. That shit
is... You got to put shit in your spot like cement and shit, like big hunks of cement. That's how we do in Philadelphia. Put big chairs. Sometimes you just put your kids in the spot.
Mm-mm. Not in L.A.
Play Double Dutch
in
right
L.A., they you can't park on the street one day out the week because the street sweeping. So you got to maneuver and find other parking on streets that will allow it. And that is the most goofy-ass policy ever.
It don't suck.
Is it the same day for everybody or is it alternate days?
No, alternate, like Monday, Wednesdays.
They let you know when you move in.
We get street sweeping once a fucking year.
They like, get your ass up.
The funny thing is I lived in neighborhoods in L.A. that don't have street sweeping, and the streets are cleaner than the ones that got the goddamn sweeping.
This is Atlanta. You clean your own fucking streets.
Atlanta's pretty clean. It seemed dirty to me.
Yeah, sometimes.
Depending on what corner you on.
Exactly.
I didn't visit the hood this trip.
Good. I got to show you some better shit about Atlanta because you're not about to leave here.
You're never here, Carlos.
I know.
I text you, I'm here. You say, I'm in Africa.
And I'd be in Africa.
You in Atlanta or you in Gwinnett? That's a bit different.
I was in Buckhead.
Like, that's nice. That shit used to be nice in the 90s.
Facts.
That shit that fell off so bad.
It looks pretty nice to me.
That's the most dangerous part of Atlanta now.
It is.
Just be niggas running down the street. There's a shootout. Niggas just shooting at anybody. Shooter was caught. No motive. Nigga just mad. Shooting people as they pass by. Don't.
Yeah, Buckhead used to
That's
be
That's crazy how Lennox is the worst mall now. It's the best mall, but it's the worst mall.
Y'all got metal detectors
now,
right?
No, it's not the best mall. It has, just has the best shit in it.
What's the
not best
mall?
What's
the best mall?
You mean to tell you the most slept on mall, the most
one?
Consistent mall that always then came through for niggas in Georgia and no nobody ever mentioned it?
West End.
Cumberland. Cumberland Mall got you fresh when you couldn't find shit.
Cumberland is that Cumberland, shit, though.
Cumberland had your size when didn't nobody have your size, nigga. Cumberland came through.
Shout out
you,
to Cumberland.
You ain't never really lived in the Atlanta metro area if you ain't never pulled a little cutie out of Cumberland before.
Shout out to Cumberland Mall.
Cumberland Mall has been holding niggas down.
You know, that is the most, I do give you that is the most slept on
mall around this.
Because a nigga tell you to go every other mall but Cumberland.
Man,
tell you to
Cumberland
go Green
Mall
Ride.
Got your size.
Nigga tell you to go.
There's always
to
some little hoes in there that want to be hollered at. You might be minding your business and get stopped. Hey, excuse me, bro. Bruh, where you from? I ain't from down here. I just fuck with niggas like you. Like, okay, that little deep voice ass bitch. Look good, like. She doing bad though, cause she live in Cobb County, so she stay with somebody.
Cobb County the best.
Know what I'm saying? Anytime you meet a cutie in Cobb County, ask them if she look good, and she live in Cobb County. She stay with somebody. Big cousin, sister, somebody.
I give you that.
Because you got to ride out there. This ain't like it's four people in an apartment. They got a big ass house, but it's a lot of people in that motherfucker. I ain't got time to break the
schematics
down.
No, you're right. No, you're right. Shout out to the car. I'm from Cobb.
Exactly.
Shout out to the guy who's real.
She had you pulling up Powder Springs Road. She stay with her auntie. Two big, pretty ass bitches outside. They got a dog only white people have. Like, she got a fat ass and a border collie. This fucks with Cobb County. She's got a golden retriever.
Yeah. Nigga.
They dog went to school around this bitch.
Damn.
I'm gonna start going back out there.
Shout out to Cobb.
Now, it's gonna be a lonely ass summer. I feel like everybody gonna take this summer and just be single. I feel. Because we've been in the house for a whole year.
I don't know. Niggas is already
I
out.
Don't really feel like nobody committing to nothing until at least the spring, though.
Damn.
Maybe.
Skip past spring. The
but they not lonely. Niggas is out. Yeah. Mingling like a motherfucker.
But do you know how many people lost all they hoes during this quarantine? I'm talking about everything.
Because she got the no year, no
year. I'm talking about the one who said you were never going to lose her. She gone. I'm talking about she's somebody's fiance even now.
How and why?
Nigga been laid up for at least 8 months.
I tell you, you never get to know somebody until you're locked in on some quarantine shit.
That's what I'm saying. A lot of motherfuckers was only able to lock in with one person and lost all they hoes. I'm telling you, that was worse than a flood. I know niggas who lost 8, 9 hoes doing this shit.
It's a lot of hoes.
I'm talking about that was his hoes.
They just found out who was most important.
Quarantine wasn't nothing for you, huh?
No, it was shitty.
She was laid up with a nigga too.
It was
Don't
a nigga in there for sure.
Trick you, bro.
I did quarantine with a nigga for sure.
She said her celly was 350 pounds.
She was the lookout. That was her dad.
You see what happened when you give people the information?
He got.
How
I just know.
A shot at me, but a bullet.
No, Mona. He got a delay.
Water. You can't let that out.
Shit come back to him. He had to think about it, and then it looped back around in his mind. Hey, y'all remember we was talking about you going to jail? He's kind of back a little.
That's how we got to the titties.
That's his name. Backtrack. He gonna bring them up again.
Yeah,
he
no.
still want to know if I hit
no, my quarantine was full
Which
of a lot
one
of fucking.
Is gonna be,
Neither one.
Did you quarantine alone? Nigga. Did you quarantine alone?
No.
So you had a bitch in there.
I got yeah,
he
did.
He got a whole family.
He said it like you
he
had a wife.
Man.
Yeah, you grabbed that. I got. That's what marriage do to you. That shit's like, dude, you had a bitch alone. The kids, they live and everybody live. They breathe.
That married life. What that shit hitting on, bro?
Yeah, how's that?
It ain't for the week.
Ain't shit out here in these streets, bro. If you got a good woman, you better work it out.
It ain't for the week.
24/7.
24/8. Kids is always hungry.
Yeah, they growing. They got
to
eat.
Do you know how to ignore them? Have you mastered that?
Oh, yeah.
I got that shit down to a science.
things.
Didn't matter.
And if you got toddlers, you can fake sleep. That works.
But you know what's crazy? These generation babies, if you don't got Wi-Fi,
they ain't fucking with
oh,
you.
Oh, man.
They ain't fucking with you.
They would literally call crisis. You broke. I'm talking about, can we go home? They broke. Their Wi-Fi ain't no good.
That shit is a crisis.
You gotta have internet.
You do.
Oh, man, wait till you move and you call your kids and be like, y'all can come over here. Your internet on yet? No. We'll come when the internet on. They not giving a fuck about you.
They don't play with toys no more.
Nah, bro. Game done changed.
Tablets.
It's a different world.
Tablets. It's a blessing. I love it. Sit over there and don't fucking talk to me. Because I don't want to talk to you either. Love you.
How many kids you got, Mona?
I have two children.
You have some more?
Beautiful children. Do I want more? Yes. When I'm rich, I'll have more.
Good.
Like three. Bang, bang, bang. Or back I'll do like back. The rich bitches and get a bunch of them and put it in at once.
Do that.
You see these bitches having twins? That's not natural. They're paying for them.
So?
You can pick the eye color, legs, how high, how tall, how short, all that.
For real?
I'm gonna pick, yes. I'm about to create me one like a creative
me
player.
Me two ball players.
Go create me a whole ass baby.
Yeah.
X-ray vision.
Kids bring joy to your life. It's like the worst and best thing I've ever did.
They do.
Like you love them. But like I feel like if you don't think here and there like, damn, I could have go ahead and gave her that 350. You don't really love them children. You know
I love
mean?
Shit out of
real
my
parents
son.
Think about if they wasn't around.
Yeah, I'm probably going to have me some more, too.
You want more?
Hell yeah. I might get me some more and some stepkids.
You planning on having
stepkids? Yeah, I just want to be an old nigga with a room full of kids and people be like, look at y'all. I raised all y'all.
How many kids do you have now?
One. I feel like I should have had more when I was younger.
You don't have one.
I should have been out here with six or
that's
seven.
Wrong. Like, that's wrong. I'm the only child.
All Burberry shirts on. I miss that good. Shit. I should have been getting these hoes pregnant, bro. If I would have known I was going to be straight later on,
thanks.
Oh, I would have. Ooh.
Damn, that's a fact.
Because I know I miss two good baby mamas.
Damn, that's a fact. Because
I be seeing what they be posting on Facebook now. I'm like, oh, I should have got her. I'm talking about all I did was on her. Should have put it in her. Damn.
Damn, that's a fact, Los.
You gotta have more than one. Only children are weird. Kids need siblings. You gotta have somebody you conspire. Like, I wish we could kill mama.
I know.
You gotta have that person to grow up.
I know. But I fucked around and.
I did the same
but them
shit.
Only, but them only child kids, they love bragging they
no
was
kids.
Only child.
I did what he did all my life. I've been spraying on
yeah.
them.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, exactly. If my baby mama had been probably a little bit nicer, I probably would have got another one. But she made me not want another one.
That happens.
If she would have just been a little bit, I probably would have ended up with two. But I'm so glad I did. I be looking at niggas with two baby mamas like, how, nigga?
Oh, yeah, facts.
How do you do this facts. Shit? You got two people that hate you.
Facts. Damn, I wish I would have had more kids when I was on you, bro.
I should have had some more.
How many you got?
I got two.
At least you got two.
I should have had some more.
Damn, I should have had about
five.
Woo! Because we be straight by now.
No.
It still work, right?
Yeah. It's different now. When you older, don't nobody want to watch your kids. When you young, man, everybody watch your kids.
Don't nobody watch my fucking kids now. Them kids in the trunk. They all stay all back.
Yeah, we should have.
I'm going to miss my opportunity.
Should've had some more.
They watching.
Yo, I'm hype. The Black Effect is live. This April 27th, the 2024 Black Effect Podcast Festival is headed down to Atlanta's very own Pullman Yards. Last year was incredible, and this year will be even more thrilling, especially with Nissan coming back along for the ride. Nissan is returning with some empowering activations to support Black excellence in the STEAM fields. Have a podcast idea you've been eager to share with the culture? Well, Nissan is back with the Pitch Your Podcast Lounge. You'll have the chance to record your podcast idea and share it with the Black Effect Podcast Network team. But that's not all. Nissan is taking the stage to spotlight some of the HBCU scholars from their own Thrill of Possibility Summit, Nissan's action-packed weekend of community building, mentorship, and professional development for HBCU scholars pursuing professions in STEAM. The Black Effect Podcast Festival is the event to be at. You will not want to miss this, because no matter where life takes you, Nissan will dial up the thrill in your adventures. Visit blackeffect.com/podcastfestival for more details.
State Farm Insurance gets it. Representation alone doesn't equate to authenticity. State Farm understands and wants to help protect our communities by investing in our future, building off the hard work our parents have done before us. We all are looking to create generational wealth. so that our families and generations behind us have a better starting point than we did. That begins with financial literacy. State Farm helps fund programs like Project Ready, a National Urban League program committed to the educational achievement of Black and Brown youth. To date, participants have been awarded over $11 million in scholarships offers as a direct result of contributions from State Farm. At Eating While Broke, we hear inspiring rags-to-riches stories on each episode from our guests, but with State Farm, you can begin to write your own success story. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities and have a long-lasting impact. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Got my Prevnar 20 shot. It's a pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine. For us wise folks, it helps protect.
I'm 19, strong.
And asthmatic, and at higher risk? Get vaccinated.
But
nothing when grandma speaks.
Grandson listens.
19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, or chronic heart disease, or 65 plus, you may be at higher risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Prevnar 20 can help protect you with just one dose.
Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar 20.com.
Ask your doctor or pharmacist about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, even if you've already received another pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine.
It's downhill now.
It is. Now I'm just at the point, like, whatever.
Have some more.
I should.
You have to. Only children are fucking weird. I would be so, it would be so quiet, it would be so boring. I would have, like, imaginary class. So I'm in there talking to, like, 20 kids. And then I would have an imaginary student teacher. I had to cuss that bitch out because she could never get the kids to relax.
Wait, this some shit you did because you was the only child?
What else I'm going to do?
Imaginary shit.
Wow. Play with.
Damn.
It was bad.
That's where you went wrong at. And making up shit.
You got it. You got to have more than one. Kids need somebody to, like, bond with.
Should have had me some more kids.
You still got
time. I
would
have had about three.
Y'all pull-out game is immaculate. If you really pulling out and not getting nobody pregnant on pre-cum.
For real?
So that means you know when you pre-coming. Because you get pregnant on pre-cum.
Oh, yeah. Hell, yeah. You got to pre-pull out, too.
Yeah, you got to jerk it, pull out, and jerk it.
Now,
yeah,
pull it out and wipe it off. Start over.
Who been pregnant off a pre-cum?
I got pregnant off pre-cum.
Yeah.
You did?
Mm-hmm.
She's not sure of that.
Right. I'm sure of it. You know I'm sure of it? Because I don't like cum.
What?
I don't like to be caming.
Oh, my.
Mm.
But you can't control that.
Yes, you can't pull it the fuck out.
You can't.
I can ask for it.
Mm-mm.
Like, it's not like I'm just meeting a nigga. He know what I don't like. So he's going to pull out.
So how you know I'm pre-cum?
Because he pulled out.
What's the fucking math? Where's the math? What are we missing here?
I don't even know why
she
you walked yourself into that.
She didn't get nutted up in. Her club didn't get shot up is what she's trying to say.
No, the club didn't get shot out, but it was a shooting in the parking lot.
Yes, exactly. That's how I got pregnant.
It was a stabbing in the booth.
Right?
Yeah. Exactly how I got
the fight
pregnant.
Started in the club.
Yeah, it was in the club for sure. It was in the booth.
Exactly. The whole like they're club so disgusting to get somebody pregnant. That's what happens when you come in somebody to get pregnant. I don't know why men do that. Like, I feel like y'all know how somebody can really, like, manipulate and, like, try to ruin your life for so long. So I would be real, like, careful with my cum. Because if we, me and you, having sex, right? And we don't have that type of relationship, and now I'm pregnant, and you say, yo, I really don't want it. To me, a woman should take that info in, but they don't. Like, a woman knows she wants the baby from the gate. She don't give a fuck about how you feel.
I learned that. That's why you got to find a woman who don't want it, too.
I just think it's unfair. Y'all need that pill. Y'all need that birth control pill. Y'all need something to be able to protect y'all.
Nah, we're straight. Y'all really think we out here trying to live better? We like
to go raw.
No, we don't need no birth control. That's gonna take the fun out of it.
I think everybody.
That take the thrill out of it. You're like, well, she's not pregnant, so fuck. Take this fucking birth control pill and go out here and continue to not get anybody pregnant.
If there was a pill that you could take, you wouldn't take it?
No.
Really?
No, because I would talk shit. Anyway. When I'm in the pussy, I'm like, yeah, this that non-birth control thing.
No drugs.
Like that shit, don't you? They don't even make dick like this no more. No GMOs, no birth control.
I got to file.
Put my hand behind my head.
Remedies and shit? Keep it to yourself.
Organic dick.
That nigga said no GMO.
I tell certain people.
No preservatives.
I'll let you know.
Thanks. We had a light-skinned man.
That's cool. You niggas still ain't taking no birth control, Mona. Fuck y'all.
I mean, if it was out with my sons of age, I would get it for them. I would put them on and all that.
I mean,
I have a lot of male friends. I've seen women do things like that. They don't even want the baby. They just want what he got or want the situation. A bitch is trying to force you into that.
Ha-ha, plot twist. I ain't got shit. Got tricked out your pussy. Thought you had a good baby daddy.
Thought you had one, bitch.
Nah, man. We just
plot
talking shit.
Twist. I think it's unfair, though.
That nigga been sitting there thinking about them kids he should have had ever since I said that shit.
Oh, yeah, bro.
Your wife gonna watch this shit and punch the fuck out of you.
Who the fuck was you thinking about when you gazed in the air like that?
Exactly. You done fucked up now.
Yeah, you in trouble. She zooming on this gaze, you gonna get your ass whooped.
Yeah.
Blink twice if you're in trouble.
Damn. Brilliant.
She hit you, blink twice.
It's all good. We bring some more kids to the fold, bro. That's what we're doing. It's the summer.
Fuck it, let's make some kids.
Yeah. I'm gonna find me two-step kids.
Y'all can make kids to keep moving. No, make I'm a child, I'm a fuck,
I want two, but I want two more where I'm just fucking their mama. They dad ain't never coming back or some shit. Just gonna be fucking their mama off and on 15, 20 years or something.
Facts.
Help her raise
step
them kids.
Stepdads are cool. Shout out to the stepdads, man.
Nah, yeah.
They are.
I'm like, who your mama hood? My mama ain't got no hood. She been messing with the same man 20 years.
That nigga cool as hell.
Uncle he cool as fuck.
He cool as hell.
Yeah.
Uncle Daddy.
Yeah. There's a lot of good women out here working too hard.
I had a couple stepdaddies in my life.
A couple?
Mm-hmm. Shout out to mine. Shout
I had the same mom. One forever. I'm glad. I'm glad I ain't have to go through that. I had the same one.
I had a couple, bro.
Damn. Nothing wrong with it.
Yeah, my daddy was around.
So you had a dad? Wow.
I had a dad.
Should we clap
that? That's why you broke. That's why you were so successful, bro.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Think you begging me because you got a dad, nigga?
Yeah.
No, my dad was awesome.
Nah,
I am better than you a little bit.
Yeah, I mean, come on.
You can't make a deep dish pizza, though.
I can't. Not a prison joint.
Yeah, that's what she better than you, bro.
Yeah.
I ain't even get to the top layer yet. But
I want you to make
it in the microwave.
That's all we have. Microwave and 190 water. That's the hot water on a unit. If you go down this hilly war, you burn that bitch with it.
Mona, when you coming back to the A?
I'm going to come back next week.
Come back, and then I want one of them deep dish joints.
All right.
Straight pepperoni, though. I don't need all that extra shit, because we got ingredients now.
No pork, though.
Huh?
I don't eat pork.
You don't have to eat it. It's mine.
I'm not making you pork. I'm giving you beef pepperoni. Have you had it? It's amazing.
No, I don't want that shit.
You want pork.
If you had pizza in Philadelphia, you had beef pepperoni.
But check this out, though. You trying to... Fuck it, never mind. You should probably on YouTube at this point. I don't fucking need you is all I'm saying. I wanted you to be included, but once you took that little fucked up attitude...
I'm going to make the pizza for you.
I mean, don't tell me what you're not going to put on my shit, though, Mona.
I'm
going
to put it on the pizza, but I want you to taste how I taste it.
I asked about all that. You already sold me on the idea of the bitch being good. I'm like, ooh, I wonder what the kind of pizza I like to taste like. Right. I don't like all this shit you name. I know the ingredients I want on my deep dish. I've been to Chicago.
God, that Philadelphia is a Muslim city.
Yeah, it's a lot of Muslims. I'm Muslim.
Ain't no point.
Don't just pick and choose when to be Muslim. You wasn't Muslim when you was in jail and shit.
Yes, I was.
You was following the laws then.
I mean, clearly, like, you can see a Muslim that's practicing because they wear overgarment. But I'm Muslim by faith.
Your whole legs is out. You going to hell.
I went to Juma Friday. I didn't
got
know
nails,
you
nails, tattoos,
yes.
Smoking blunts.
And children.
And out of wedlock. Kids.
Out of wedlock, yeah.
What?
You know you can't touch the women on Juma?
She hugged me when I walked in here. They was stoning the shit out of her.
Yes. I didn't know that.
Fuck that you can't do what? Stoned?
That you can't hug the women. Or you can't, you know what
bro, you know the crazy
sister,
shit, though?
When I went
over there to Dubai, they still be trying to flirt. They be looking at a nigga. They be like,
you're not supposed to make eye contact like
they be,
that.
Man, they be doing it. They hit a nigga with them eyes.
You're not supposed to. You went to Dubai? I was
hell
Dubai.
Hell yeah. Scary as a motherfucker.
Was it?
Because you see how we just normal, and then you see somebody show up, and them motherfucker got a tent on. You like, it kind of catch you off guard.
Could you smoke weed there?
No.
It was like no weed, no drinking, nothing.
You can't do
shit. You got to abide by some strict rules.
They got some niggas over there that's so black, they look like they blue.
They probably beautiful.
But if you call them black, they'd be like, no, you
ew,
black.
Yeah, black. Yeah, you black, you not black. Me. Yeah.
Nigga, look, I'm talking about this nigga would look like he was frozen or some shit, like a purplish blue. Mm. With some black ass hair.
Their right. Colorism goes in every difference, not just black people.
I don't like give
that
a
dark
fuck.
Light shit.
Some of them niggas was so excited to see me though. I was like, I don't know where the fuck y'all was. I could pull up at the gas station, they got these dudes who just pump the gas. I guess a lot of shit over there that's real baller, that's for regular ass people. They got gas pumpers in them. I got out the car and it's like, Carlos Wallin out, Saw brother.
They pump your gas in New Jersey too, Carlos.
I know.
By law.
They pump your gas in New Jersey.
I ain't never had to buy gas in New Jersey.
You never been to Atlantic City?
We always
yeah, I do. I got a show coming up there. I'm gonna just come in and do my show and shit. Yeah.
Well, you doing better than me, nigga. I ain't never been to Dubai.
What you mean?
Me
I ain't never been to Dubai.
How is that doing better than you?
You been to Dubai.
That
you
shit
went
is...
over Eddie Murphy house.
You went over Eddie Murphy house?
You gotta tell us about Eddie house.
This nigga said Eddie Murphy live in a castle, bro. Did Eddie. You tell Eddie Murphy about me, bro?
That's how niggas are.
I did.
You did?
Yeah.
My nigga.
Come on, man.
My nigga. As long as you did. Because my nigga, because Nav didn't.
Huh?
Nav did the whole movie with him. You, didn't even tell Eddie Murphy
that's
that.
Fucked up.
It's 10 niggas waiting for me to tell him
but
about
you. You know
you.
Me too long. I ain't never been a hater.
Word.
Shut I spread up, love.
Man. Word. Can we hear about the
comments? I can't look. Eddie's a known boxing fan, and he had these big boxing viewing parties at his crib. There's no way to explain that shit. It's literally like in the beginning of Coming to America, when King Joffe Joffre is walking him through, and his zebras and shit walking. You know what I mean? They walking out, and that's his house.
Damn.
He still lived there, and that motherfucking Zamunda.
Zamunda so the first house is his house.
The Zamunda Castle. Remember in the beginning of the movie, Paramount, you see the Paramount logo, and then you see that big ass fucking castle in the middle of the forest. That's his house.
Oh. I didn't know that.
LA.
My son what? Where is he now?
I've been waiting all
day. Believe me, I've tied my own shoes once. It is an overrated experience. Let them wait. I'm talking to my son.
Love that fucking movie. Legendary.
What'd you think about the second one?
I think that you can't follow a classic like that.
I agree.
It's just leave it alone.
You cannot sequel everything.
But again, Eddie always gonna be the GOAT. I got a painting of that nigga on my wall, so I'm gonna always pay homage.
Is that your favorite comedian?
Yeah.
Who's your favorite comedian?
Carlos Miller.
Who's your favorite comedian?
Prior
to, but I like Alive. You know.
Alive?
Yeah.
Earthquake.
Dave Chappelle for me. It was prior to Paul Mooney, but they're gone. I'm a huge Paul Mooney fan. Like, I have a goal of making niggas walk out like he did.
Paul Mooney is fine.
I watch like Kobe Bryant a lot. I'm my own fan.
That's hard.
I'm the GOAT.
That's hard.
I'm in Mamba mindset. If you don't believe me,
I believe
let's
that's
book
the
show and you prove
question.
It to me. You got to beat me.
Quit touching shit.
Fuck that.
Quit touching shit.
Go get whoever.
That's how you supposed to think.
Whoever
that's,
you want to get.
That's that rapper shit.
When I get to heaven, I'm going to follow some of them niggas.
That's that rapper
right,
shit.
I'm the truth too, nigga.
You're funny.
Yeah, I was up at Jesus' last weekend. Yeah, nigga, I got a standing O too, nigga. Yeah.
That's hard, bro.
Yeah, I'll be doing this shit in the next life, too.
Who's your second favorite comedian?
One of these niggas. You know, one of them. Whoever.
Carlos don't give a fuck.
Damn sure don't. Fuck around and say the wrong name. One, whatever. A lot of them niggas don't like me no more, so.
You done made it.
Fuck around and show love to the wrong motherfuckers. I don't fuck with them either.
I fucks with you because you're an island. You don't mind being on that island, and you don't give a fuck who swim up to it or who leave it. You gonna always be that island, and that's what you content with that.
Exactly.
And as long as you content, you gonna always have peace.
Peaceful as a motherfucker.
Because you don't need no other island to come join your island. You good.
Good. That's exactly how I like it. This game solid will break your heart if you believe this shit, man.
Facts.
Yeah, for sure.
Don't let them take your motherfucking heart.
Mm-mm. That's why you see niggas out here going crazy right now, because they be thinking that, hey, this the one. And then when that one ain't the one, they don't have no backup plan. Mm.
Especially when you're not like, I mean, people, you know, people, some people are really trying really hard. It was, like I said earlier, it was comedy college at Warm Daddy's in Philadelphia. You could pay $500 to learn. To me, you can't learn how to be funny. It's like,
more of preparation, though.
I mean, or maybe timing or whatever, but some of these
Can somebody check on the chicken, please?
Some of these people is just unnatural. It's just, you don't have a funny bone in your body. It's something, it's just not it for you. But for me, I feel like when you funny, well, for me, like me making somebody laugh, making myself laugh, like that shit make me feel better. Like that's how I've gotten through shit my whole life. So whether I'm under a bridge, homeless, or I'm in a fucking mansion, I'm gonna be laughing and making somebody next
to me. Do you have a herringbone on your sock?
Yes, yeah. I do. And look at the chain matches. It's black on.
She a queen of the hood, bro. Yeah. She making up for that time she's spending the hole.
This shit came out of a time machine from 1992.
Damn, you like it?
She used to date like a drug dealer nigga, and he gave her that.
I'm not mad at it.
Chain was bigger, and it broke, so she made a chain.
She made a link, a linklet.
Remember they used to pop chains and snatch earrings and shit?
You used to do that shit?
No, I said remember when they did. In the early 90s, that was a thing. People would snatch your pocketbook, you don't remember?
I try to stay away from that life.
You freak your black and miles?
And snatch. I don't champ them, no. I just smoke them.
You just smoke your black and...
No. My brother here, he champ shit. I don't do that.
What?
I just smoke them. What's
I
up?
Think that's a... Ain't that like the sin?
Why are you judging me?
You supposed to freak the black and miles, I thought. It make it pull better.
I don't think you know shit about black and miles. You got flat shoes on, bro. Your shoes are too flat. You're not even about that life.
Yeah, niggas that wear beans.
You got no socks on.
Niggas that wear beans smoke raw paper.
They ain't got no socks on. That nigga is happy in life. He gave up.
I'm gonna go with a kale smoothie.
You just be out here with this nigga with no socks on, bro.
I let that like nigga it. Do what the fuck he
These
do.
These Vans, bro. You don't post to always
He done wrote on his shoes,
shirt,
man.
Vans, it goes together.
You feel me?
Aesthetic. Yeah. You got like a always cool bumper sticker.
I let him wear shoes with no arches, nigga. He don't give a fuck.
Generally, any sneak that you can fold in half is a no for me.
He a flat-footed beast, and I don't get in his motherfucking way. Let him do what the fuck he do.
He's cold, bro. I think the nigga got to be recognized as a cold nigga, though. Keep doing your thing, Brandon Lewis.
Thank you, dog.
Don't never let this be the last time you come to the trap.
Yes, sir.
Where can they find you at?
He from the A.
You can find me on Instagram, who is Brandon Lewis. New season of Roast Me. I host Roast Me on All Def Digital. New season, I came to Atlanta, I got all my dogs.
You ain't get me. So now I know I ain't your dog. Now I know I ain't your dog.
You are my dog, but you ain't overlooked.
I could have did something. I could have came down there and said, you know, this is my dog shit, just coming down here to show love to Brent. But fuck it, go ahead, tell me.
But I got set it off.
No, don't worry about it.
But I got set it off.
Well, that, let's go. All right, go ahead.
Thank you. Shout out to Set It Off, man. I got Set It Off.
You gotta give these niggas a hard time, bro. No matter where you at in life.
I know your rhythm.
I don't give a fuck. I know your rhythm.
Yes. Please tell them where your OnlyFans
is. Okay, well, don't call me white girl. I don't have OnlyFans. You could just DM me and I'll send you a picture of this pussy through the Cash App.
How much you want to push this pussy?
Ask me in the DM for a question. I feel a lot of judgment coming off.
You ain't gonna follow you. No, that was no judgment.
You ain't even got no fucking socks
on.
No. I'm trying to be polite with you.
You don't supposed to wear socks all the time.
Up north, if you could ball your
she
fucking sticks in a
pussy,
ball,
y'all.
That's a no for us. But I ain't judging you about it. I like it. I like the aesthetic. So stop fucking judging me. I've been in jail, smoke blacks. Anyway, I got a show in Baltimore, July 31st, okay? I'm on Jasmine Sullivan's album. I'm on here talking about my daddy issues. Terrible. You should go check it out.
I love Jasmine Sullivan.
She's the best. She's gorgeous. She can sing.
She's amazing.
Vegan.
Wait, she was on the new album?
I'm on the new album, Hotel.
Hotels, damn.
Yes. I have a hotel. Check me out. Don't call me white girl. Don't forget. And I have something really big coming out that I can't talk about. But it's really a show.
Okay.
All right? This is lit for me. You know what I mean? I'm trying to get these kids out together.
I'm not mad at you.
Listen, you can't be. It's out there to snatch purses. You know what I'm saying?
What's next?
I'm producing shit right now.
Bro, you even did
TV
it all.
Shows.
You had Joe Show.
Yeah.
A bunch of other shit.
Do, really?
I do everything. I'm of the mindset of no limitations.
That's creation. We got 85 South Media. We got our own media company. We got our own record company. We got our own studio. We getting ready to take the Tyler Perry
y'all
route,
are the blueprint to what a lot of niggas need to be paying attention to.
You niggas ours?
Yeah.
No, I'm serious though. Like, y'all are the blueprint of taking an opportunity and making a business out of it, making an enterprise, a multi-faceted, multi-branched business out of it. It's fucking brilliant.
Bro, that's why we've been trying to tell these motherfuckers. I think they scared to fuck with us.
Who?
All these people, bro. We legit over here.
All what people?
Nigga, we'll wrap off camera. I don't like to say shit on
but
here.
But no,
because they steal so much point, content from this show.
Without you saying any names, fuck them people. Mm-hmm. Y'all making your own bread on your own. People gonna steal anyway, but this is how I look at that, right? People have been stealing my YouTube videos. They steal my IG lives, and they put them on all kind of pages, and they get their revenue shares. I look at that shit as, okay, we in the 90s, and y'all niggas is my street team. So I ain't had to go pay y'all niggas directly. Go get your little rev share off of that video. But now y'all are promoting my name as if my face was on the side of a van or a car.
But I mean, that part I'm okay with. I would just, a clip of me talking on the podcast a year ago just went viral.
No, they'll take the whole shit.
Week. That's what I want to know. How do you feel about a motherfucker taking your bit and just saying it out their mouth? You know what I mean?
Like, I've had niggas actual take actual jokes.
I've had niggas take the pep ready to dick ready. That's, whole shit. Whole minute of saying.
You got to run up on people like that.
That's what I feel like. That's
have that conversation. If someone's taking your material, I'm talking about something different.
That's why I'm trying to sue the internet.
The media.
Seriously, though. I feel what you're saying.
You got to get like these record companies. These motherfuckers got so much fingerprints in their music that.
And that's what I'm. That's what I'm talking about. Them people.
You want to ID your shit. I get it.
Yeah. Those people who show up with the fucking paper hanging out the briefcase.
You see somebody doing a Carlos Miller bit, it's all in the comments. You stole this from Carlos. The people see.
Good.
They talk about
good.
It. You know what I mean?
I appreciate them people. Like that.
We appreciate y'all.
Y'all stop stealing from Carlos Miller.
And don't worry about
it. All I'm saying is there are a lot of people out here with great material. Steal some of that. You have to use all of mine. I'm going to be up in this bitch doing sign language. Like, Los, what the fuck happened?
And it's still gonna be funnier. That's the thing.
They got it now. Stole everything. Took everything. I ain't got nothing left. Stole my voice. They stole my acting voice.
Now you
gonna
have a death association on your ass.
My joke said, can't even use my.
Yeah, they coming.
It's gonna be 50 deaf niggas in this nigga DM.
Yo, that was fucked up. You saying?
And they gotta send you videos so you can really feel them.
It's gonna be a silent protest.
Oh my God, the quietest protest ever is gonna be 100 deaf niggas silently marching.
You know what they're really gonna be? The sign language. The fake sign language.
Yeah, we love the deaf people. We love y'all.
They didn't hear you.
A, B, C.
They love a joke too. Y'all can take a joke.
They didn't.
I know the alphabet.
They ain't gonna hear this shit until the captions come out. Oh, rim, rim, rim.
Oh my God.
Rim, rim.
Oh God, yeah.
All right.
I don't have one.
Really?
No.
See? Fuck them people. That's what I've been saying.
No, it's not even about, for me, it's just impressions are one of my tools. To get the job done. You know what I mean? I'm not an impressionist. I'm just a nigga who got a couple talents and I use every talent that makes money to pay these fucking bills.
What's the fan favorite people ask for the most?
Oh, Jay-Z.
Yeah, I'm about to say it's Hov for me.
They always ask Jay-Z. But recently they started asking more for Maya
Denzel,
Angelou.
You do Denzel too?
No, I don't do Denzel. I do a version, but no, that's Jay
Chris Farrell. Rock.
Chris Rock. Russell.
Yeah, Chris Rock, yeah.
But no, Maya Angelou, Maya got bars. Y'all niggas on, y'all, she one of the original MCs. I'm here to tell you all, listen. Shorty, I'm there for you anytime you need me. For real, girl, it's me in your world. Believe me.
The world is it. The world is Neil. It's the world.
The world is yours. It's mine, it's mine, it's mine.
It's crazy.
Whose world is this?
I would still think
world
she
is
was
yours,
saying it.
Carlos Miller.
That's crazy.
Carlos Miller, look at me when I'm talking to you.
I can't.
The world is yours.
Stop, man.
You're an island. You're like Aruba. With blue waters floating all around your sand. But inside of that island, you're still a nigger.
a solid nigger. And I salute thee, and still I rise, like a phoenix out of the ashes.
Hey, man, this has been another episode of 85 South, so we out this bitch. That shit is crazy. Let's get a photo, man.
My guy.
What time is it?
I got a piss.
We gotta take a picture.
Let's do it.
Sit back down.
He ain't even say please, that nigga.
Sit back down, please.
Come on over here, titties. Why you keep scooting over here? Put closer like we know each other.
The hit movie Bob Marley One Love is now streaming on Paramount Plus. Celebrate the life of an icon who inspired generations with his message of love, peace, and unity. Rated PG-13. Head to ParamountPlus.com/OneLove to try it free now.
Black Tech Green Money isn't just about telling the stories of successful black entrepreneurs. It's also about giving actionable and wealth-building strategies that help you protect the future of our communities. That's why we're pleased to be supported by State Farm Insurance. State Farm also believes that we must invest in our communities to achieve economic growth by sponsoring programs like the AXO, which rewards high school students for their academic achievements. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
What's good, everybody? It is our favorite time of the year here at the Black Effect. We're heading down to Atlanta for the 2024 Black Effect Podcast Festival. And we're not going alone. Nissan is back as our partner, and they're continuing their Pitch Your Podcast Lounge at the festival, where you'll have the opportunity to pitch your podcast idea live and share it with the Black Effect team. So get those podcast ideas ready. And remember, you can count on Nissan to dial up the thrill in your adventures, no matter where life takes you. Visit blackeffect.com/podcast festival for more details.